Thanks for being with us, Rick.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Rick, can you tell us a little bit about how you've handled your growth at the University of Phoenix?
Sure, Tom. First, I'll tell you a little bit about the organization and its challenges. Then I'll talk about what we've done to address them. The Apollo Group is the largest private university in the world, and of course, Apollo Group does operate through its subsidiaries, University of Phoenix, the University of Phoenix Online, the Institute for Professional Development, the College for Financial Planning, and the Western International University. Now, more than 300,000 students, and that's just online alone, is what our attendance currently is today. That's 95 campuses around the world and 153 learning centers around the country. Now, classes are held online, like I stated earlier, and that, of course, is on the internet. A significant portion of our business is conducted online, as I stated before, and if you are an internet presence, of course, as we are, you have to be there continuously. Now, for those of you that are familiar with Google, Yahoo, and the other internet presences, as I'm sure you realize, you are expected to be there at all times. Of course, the same expectation is from our customers as well. Probably the main difference, our customers pay money to see us online, so they do have that expectation, obviously. Rapid growth drives need for new data center. Well, that's certainly true with us. From 2001 to 2005, our enrollment has more than doubled. Our growth has made it necessary to build a new data center, and we did. 10,000 square foot of raised floor, and we are an early adopter of leading edge technology. This is also evident in the number of servers that we have in our data center, and many of them nowadays are high-density servers. Now, that essentially means blade servers, for those of you that are familiar with the technology, many one-use servers, which in the industry are known as pizza boxes. These all connect to large disk. This large disk is known as SANs, storage area networks, and all of that connects to WANs, which are wide area networks, and those carry the traffic. Now, we also have telecom equipment, tape robots, and a wide variety of appliances throughout the data center. Faculty and students require 24/7 by 365-day access, and I'm sure that's pretty much the case for many of you out there. We don't have the luxury for being offline. We have the latest technology in the data center, and today that means high-density equipment, as I stated before. That means we have a great deal of cooling, a great deal of power, and we have what are known as high-density zones that have been created throughout the data center, again, requiring a great deal of cooling and a great deal of power. This does accommodate for future growth. How does it accommodate for future growth? Well, if you take up less footprint, you have more space available within the data center for that future growth. So essentially, we are as compact as we possibly can be. Now, this requires a lot of technology in order for this to happen. Dual bus architecture supports availability. Well, in this particular case, we're talking about dual bus architecture in the power world. And this does make continuous operation possible. Now, during maintenance, testing, and repairs, all of these can be carried out while our operation continues to run. We have no choice in that regard. We are never allowed to go down. There's never a good reason to not be online. Now, we accomplish this through four Liebert 750 kVA UPSs, and these are done on two on A bus and two on B bus. Now, these on the front end have something that's called a system control cabinet. Now, this is similar, like in a data world, to a switch or a hub. The difference in a power world is these are UPSs that connect to the system control cabinet. So, in other words, you connect a UPS, a UPS, a UPS. The idea behind that is when we connect these different UPSs as we go through an expansion phase, we never have to go offline to accomplish that expansion. Again, there is never a good enough reason to be offline. That's just not an option for us. Each bus connects to an independent backup generator. Again, this is independent path of power all the way out to the curb. What I mean by that is the transformer that's provided by the utility all the way to the cabinet that has the server is a completely independent pathway of power. So if there's an interruption of service for any reason, we still have another pathway of power to rely on. Therefore, the end result is, again, we never go down. Power distribution integrated into the rack environment. How do we handle power distribution? We do that through Liebert's FDC cabinets. That's a fancy name for Foundation Distribution Cabinet. Now, we have one of these at the end of each one of our rows. That's not to say that that's the only way to implement them. I've also seen them at the one of them on each end of a row. It all depends upon how many racks that you have within a row. In our particular implementation, we used one, and each side of the FDC cabinet actually carries a bus. In other words, A bus on one side, B bus on the other side. Now, why would we want to do that? The idea behind that is power never passes from one row to another. Now, you may not think that's a big deal, but in our particular case it is, and certainly what I found in the past, that is a big deal. Now, the reason why is because you end up with air dams. Air dams are blockage under the floor, and when you have that blockage under the floor, air has a difficult time moving around. So what you end up with is a smaller footprint in the subfloor, and therefore not creating air dams within the subfloor. Enclosures include cable and power management. Well, I tell you what, that is quite the understatement. These cabinets we consider to be quite a must, and we have looked at quite a few. The server racks from Liebert are actually quite flexible, at least from our experience they have been, mainly because they provide the ability to use many manufacturers. I'm sure most of you out there are in the same boat that we are, which is that you don't have the luxury of having one manufacturer when it comes to the particular server lines that you deploy inside of your data centers. In other words, we have many manufacturers of servers, just like all of you do. Now, each one of these manufacturers have an idea of how long a server should be. Well, the nice part about it is all of the foundation racks have adjustable rails, which means you can adjust and accommodate to pretty much any manufacturer. At least that's been our experience. It also has built-in wire management in the back of the foundation rack, as well as in our particular case, once again, we deployed managed power distribution. I guess that would be a fancy name for a nice power strip, and a very nice one at that. What you end up with a managed power strip is the ability to control down to the receptacle. Now, to give you an idea why that's such a big deal, if you're having a problem with a server in the middle of the night, you have two choices. You get in your car and you drive, or from home through VPN, you can actually restart that receptacle remotely. And that actually is quite a big deal, especially for your support personnel. The Liebert Foundation racks have expansion channels available as well. This is a must for us. Every single one of the racks that we have inside of our data centers have these expansion channels. Now, the reason why that we've done that is the managed power distribution that we put inside of the rack, two of them are actually in the native portion of the rack. Two of them are in the expansion channel of the rack. Now, there is still enough remaining space that it allows us to do wire management in that expansion channel. So again, this is an absolute must for us. One thing that we found over time as we've continued to mature as an organization, we actually run up to 5 cables out of each individual server. Now, I don't have to tell you, nowadays, if you're running the quote-unquote pizza box servers, you could have 42 servers in one rack, potentially. We don't do that, but you could. And with 42 servers times 5 cables per server, I don't have to tell you, that's a great deal of wire that comes out of the back of these. You have to get that wire out of the way, otherwise you're going to have overheat problems with the servers. Now, we've accomplished that by running all of the wire off to the side into these expansion channels. And that has created a very efficient way of getting the wire out of the cabinet into the subfloor and then back to the infrastructure of our organization. Predictive monitoring prevents downtime. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to agree with that a great deal. Liebert SiteScan Web, we do run that here. And monitoring is extremely important for us. We have many sites, and 4 of them are production. Now, again, it comes back to that concept. I can get in the car, drive across town, or I can sit at my desk and I can pull up SiteScan. Both of them achieve the same thing. If I have to drive across town, I need to look at the display that's on the front of the UPS to make a determination of what the load is on the UPS or an issue that I might be having. Or I can sit down at my desk, I can pull up that same display real time, and I can look at the same thing that I would have looked at by driving across town. Now, for those of you that support multiple sites, this is a huge asset. Another thing you can do is you can actually control things from SiteScan. In other words, if I take note that that I'm having a particular temperature issue within the data center, in a particular place within the data center, I can actually adjust the air conditioning from SiteScan from my desk, and that is a huge deal. In addition to that, I can adjust humidity and a whole variety of set points, but the bottom line is I can make adjustments and not have to leave my desk in order to do that. And that's not the only thing that this product does, as far as that we found to be advantageous to us. Data analysis and trend reporting tools. For most of you out there that are publicly held companies, as a matter of fact, all publicly held companies now are required to adhere to SOX. That's the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. That means essentially you're going to be running monthly reports. We do the same. Well, when I run monthly reports, I do this out of SiteScan. So if I want to see the temperature that's been running throughout the month, all I do is bring up a trend report, plug in my time frame, and all I have to do is send that off to a printer. And guess what? I got my monthly report on the temperatures that have been running in the data center, any one of my data centers, throughout that month. Same with humidity level, same with the load that's been on the UPS. A whole variety of data points are available. But the point, again, goes back to the same. From my desk, I can pull these reports on a monthly basis. I can meet my compliance requirements. And again, I never have to leave my desk in order to do that. Service is the key to continuous operation, and I could not agree with that more. All equipment at our sites is maintained by Emerson Network Power, and uptime is certainly a collaborative effort. We have only blinked twice in the last 8 years, and never has it once been a pair of hands that have done that. Personally, we can't afford anything less. And the bottom line is, how much is your uptime worth to you? Again, the expectation is a little on the high side for me, and I'm sure for most of you when it comes to the data center never goes down. One thing that we found with Emerson Network Power, which I'm sure you would expect, they work for the manufacturer. There is nobody that knows this equipment better than they do. And they catch anything, at least has been my experience, everything that they catch oftentimes, they catch early. In other words, they don't catch a part that has gone out. They catch a part that is going out. So again, making my operation much more reliable. In closing, keywords here, peace of mind. I think you can probably pick up from everything that I've said up until this point. Peace of mind is a big thing, certainly for me. That translates to high availability, the visibility of resources and their status, and I must keep resources alive. There is no excuse for not having those resources alive. We have a worldwide faculty and a worldwide student body and very high expectations in that regard. That's done through multiple active power and distribution paths, redundant components, and concurrently maintainable. And all of those things are just absolutely critical for us. Highly adaptive power architecture allows the data center to scale to future needs. And I think you can probably imagine I will have those future needs. And I believe that's it. I hope I conveyed something useful to you. And back to you, Tom.